T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here's Johnny in Greenwich. Johnny, what's going on?
What's up, Craig and Evan? Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
What's up?
Craig, I'm confused on why you want Jimmy Garoppolo on the Giants next year.
Because he's better than Daniel Jones.
Now, Johnny, I'll answer for you, because Craig hates the Giants and wants them to suffer. So he figures if we could put that stiff Jimmy Garoppolo on the Giants, that would cause them to go backwards. Is that a fair answer?
No, that is not a fair answer. No. I answered the question. He's better than what you got.
But you said yesterday the reason you want Jimmy Garoppolo is because he wins. But do you think the 49ers win because of Jimmy G, or do you think they win because they have a loaded roster, a great running game with the best O-line
ding,
in the league?
Ding,
I think
ding,
you can use that argument against ding. Any quarterback that
no,
wins.
No, no, no. You can use that argument against...
Frankly, it's beneath you to use
you
it.
You can use that argument, Johnny, against Ryan Tannehill. You can use that argument against Jimmy Garoppolo.
But you use that argument against Eli Manning all the time, Craig. And listen, I'll be fair. I think you can use that argument for Eli Manning in the first Super Bowl.
Oh, at least we're on the same page on that one.
If you say Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer, I think it's a valid argument. I think there's a valid argument because he was not good enough consistently in the regular season. The
right.
teams weren't good enough.
Right.
But the people bash Eli and say he was just riding the bus the whole time. The difference between Eli and Jimmy Garoppolo is Evan brought this up yesterday. Eli made the throw when it counted.
Yes.
Those. Jimmy didn't.
Of course.
Another
yeah.
guy.
Okay. I don't argue that. I don't disagree with it because
but here's the problem. You say Jimmy Garoppolo's a winner when if you look at his performance in those wins and then compare it to the performances Eli Manning had in his wins, you actually can't even compare them because they're incomparable.
Can I just make one more point?
Yeah.
Do you want to go from a Daniel Jones, a guy who has, we don't really question his talent. The issues with him is health and turnovers. Do you want to go from a guy who has injury concerns and turns the ball over to another guy who has injury concerns and turns the ball over?
I'm not an anti-Daniel Jones guy. Everyone will tell you that I'm probably the last guy that does this for a living that turned on Daniel Jones. I've always thought Daniel Jones was a little bit better than average quarterback. And obviously, I'll acknowledge bad offensive line, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is the second coming of Brett Favre either. Or pick your favorite quarterback. I don't know why I said Brett Favre. But I'll tell you this, he's better than what you got.
Well, no, let's get to the point the caller was making that he didn't push you on enough.
He's 22-9 in the two seasons he played the whole season.
Don't filibust. Answer the question
up. Go.
Jimmy Garoppolo's a winner, but Eli Manning, yeah, he was along for the ride. Further explain that.
Yeah, well, okay. What part of it don't you guys understand?
Who's better, Eli Manning or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, now you lost everybody. Now you lost everybody. Every single
person. Do I take a look at Eli's regular season stats?
No. Let's look at what Jimmy Garoppolo did in his 3 postseason victories and compare that to what Eli Manning did.
Let me know what the rules are. Are we only using postseason?
Well, you said Jimmy Garoppolo was a postseason winner.
No, I said he's a winner.
So I'm going through his postseason.
I said he's a winner.
First of all, how many years has he been a full-time quarterback in the NFL?
He's only had 2 full years, to be fair. He was 9-6 this year in the 15 games he played, and he was 13-3
in his first year.
Back in 19. He only played 3 games last year.
I understand that, but you're talking about his success in the postseason, and I'm merely pointing out the obvious, which is he was never asked to do a lot in any of those postseason wins. In that game against Green Bay, not that Jimmy did anything wrong. He didn't. He was along for the ride. He handed the football off to Mostert 33 times. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is the definition right now of along for the ride. So what our last caller is pointing out, and I will further, is you're a hypocrite.
Not at all.
To accuse Eli Manning of somebody
who's
along for the ride, and then say, well, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's a winner.
He's a winner.
No,
he's
not.
Let me tell you. All the guy does is win. No, I can't. I'm not making it up.
No, no. You're not making up the team's win-loss record, but I'll ask you this. Okay. This season with all those wins,
yeah.
How many teams in the NFL threw the ball less than the San Francisco 49ers?
None.
Well, no. The answer is actually two. But still, two.
None.
In the year they won 13 games, how many teams threw the ball less than Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners? And again, the answer's two. The point is, his team has won because the team is loaded. He's the definition of a quarterback that's benefiting from the roster he's on. Eli Manning made plays. Eli Manning was a big part of why those runs occurred. To diminish it says that you weren't watching.
I was watching. I was right there with you watching every single game.
So what was Eli Manning's statistics during the 2011 postseason run?
Well, it probably makes more sense to go back to the first one since that counts too, right?
Yeah.
So in the game they beat Tampa in, he didn't throw for 200 yards. Was he long for the ride, or was that all him?
No, and that
I'm just asking the questions because now we're doing that.
Long for the ride.
Okay. So long for the ride.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, all you right. named one freaking game.
But I'm going, that's the first one.
How did he play in Green Bay against the Packers? Did he turn the ball over the way the all-time great Brett Favre
did? Well in that game.
How'd he do?
Let's give him some credit for that.
And how'd he do
one.
In the Super Bowl against the unbeatable New England Patriots? He pulled off one of the great escapes we've ever
seen.
Yes,
he did.
And made one of the great throws we'll ever see.
I don't
owe
you any of that.
And then a few plays later, executed a monster play to Plexico Burress.
Well, if we want to just limit it down to a single game out of eight, feel free to make the argument so you win. I don't know if that's where you guys want to go.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about.
I can't argue against.
Well, how many games did Jimmy Garoppolo have in his postseason run?
Like, I'm just wondering out of curiosity.
He threw for more yards than Eli Manning in, like, any of his postseason games. Any of them.
When the Giants beat the Cowboys in that second playoff game, he threw for 200 yards.
Yeah.
Was he along for the ride in that one?
No.
Oh, he won
how
that
many
game?
How many times has Jimmy Garoppolo thrown for 200 yards in a postseason win?
I'm going to assume he hasn't yet. Unless he just did.
No. The answer...
Against Dallas. He probably did
I think he threw like $1.40. No.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
A $1.40? That's
I think
terrible.
So. And he also almost gave the game away. And if it wasn't for one of the worst coach games in the history of the NFL by Mike McCarthy and that crew.
Well, and penalties. Yeah.
They would have, that's part of it. They would have thrown that game away. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't mean to like bash
you guys
him completely.
Hate Jimmy G.
No, no. It's not that we hate him. It's that you suggesting he's the answer is a really bad idea.
Now, the only reason I'm anti-Jimmy G for the Giants is the money associated with him. It's like $25 million or whatever it is.
Yep.
So I will acknowledge he is not a $25 million a year quarterback.
Well, he's a winner.
But he's better than what you got, and all the guy does is win. And the Giants have not done a lot of winning.
If Daniel Jones was the quarterback of the Niners,
they're
what would have happened
this year? They're
not in the playoffs. And he played games, which is obviously a big caveat
here. I'll throw injuries out with you. That's fair.
Yeah.
They're not in the playoffs.
No, they're in the same place.
No, they're not. They would not have beaten the Dallas Cowboys.
They're in the same place.
He would have thrown three pick sixes and fumbled on the 20.
Look, Daniel Jones and Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, are probably in the best case scenario in the same bucket. And you know what that is? A non-franchise quarterback who in a perfect situation could be successful. I hate to say it. There's a lot of quarterbacks like that. Sometimes you can even get to a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill may well get to a Super Bowl. But much like Jimmy Garoppolo, when you look at what they ask Ryan Tannehill to do in those postseason wins, what do you come up with? He doesn't do much. He hands the football off to Derrick Henry, and he goes for 200 yards.
I'm just going to put out a for instance.
Yes.
So in a playoff game, if I give you a random quarterback with no name, and in that playoff game, that quarterback was 12 for 18 for 163 yards, would you say that that guy carried the team to victory or got carried?
You can't say that because you need to
a question.
You can't do that in the NFL.
I'm asking a simple question.
You got to look at specific moments. The reason we know Jimmy Garoppolo is
so
not...
We're not going to use the stats.
No, no.
Which one is it?
I'm using both. Because
I just gave Eli Manning stats, and you can't say that he carried them to victory.
In which game?
The Cowboys game.
Yeah. He made big plays in that game. You're dead wrong. Jimmy Garoppolo
big
has not.
Plays.
He's come up small in big
he
spots.
He completed 12 passes.
It doesn't matter.
For the entire game.
You have to look at the context of how a game is played. Did you remember watching that game?
You're damn right, because I had to walk across the freaking Brooklyn Bridge because Brandon Jacobs had that late
touchdown.
That's
what this is all about now.
Yeah.
This is all about
Cowboys up 17-14. And here come the Giants.
And you ripped Dak Prescott yesterday for, hey, the great quarterback leads that game-winning comeback drive. What did Eli Manning do? Multiple times in the postseason. What did he do in overtime against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game after the guy everyone gets on their hands and knees and prays to the altar of threw one of the most brutal interceptions to Corey Webster you'll ever see? What did Eli Manning do? He led them to a game-winning drive. It was 0 degrees outside, and you know what?
Which game were
you
with?
Green Bay game? He was better than Brett Favre.
Brett Favre was terrible.
He was better than
Plaxico Burress was the best player on the field that day, as I recall. You have to give him that.
Listen,
Plax was the best player in the league at that
game. Plaxico was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
The point is, Eli Manning can't be a loser in your mind, and Jimmy Garoppolo a winner.
I never said that.
You can't say Eli Manning was along for the ride, but Jimmy.
But he was.
Jimmy's a winner.
Yeah, but.
Those statements don't work.
Well, then we have to agree that they were both along for the ride.
No.
And since you think so highly of Eli Manning,
here's the difference.
I'm surprised you don't feel highly about Jimmy G.
I'll tell you the difference.
He completed 12 passes in a playoff game.
Here's the difference.
And you guys are guffawing over it.
Here's the difference. Yes. Jimmy Garoppolo missed an open receiver in the Super Bowl that would have won a championship. Has Eli Manning done that?
No, to the contrary.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, to be fair.
Okay.
What? Super glued the ball to his
head. It was
head.
An incredible throw after an incredible escape.
David Tyree made that play.
And then two play. No. Eli made the escape. And you can't dismiss that. And then three plays later, made the throw to Plaxico Burress. Like, the difference between Eli Manning and Jimmy Garoppolo can be defined by those.
You could have made the throw to Burress.
Doesn't matter.
He was wide open.
Well, so, hey, guess what? So was Brandon Ayuk on Sunday, bro.
He missed some.
Yes!
Threw right over his head.
Yes!
And that play alone shows you why Tavon Diggs is not winning any Defensive Player of the Year awards. And that's why they throw the ball at him
so
much.
Here's the thing about Diggs. He's an all-or-nothing player.
And
you've seen that this season.
Yeah.
You've seen that all-or-nothing. And the Cowboys, in a way, was like an all-or-nothing defense in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they did lead the league in takeaways.
They will force those big turnovers.
No doubt.
But they'll also give up monster plays.
No doubt about it.
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo next year?
I think that's still going to be dependent on how they finish this year.
No, he's not going to be.
If they beat Green Bay and Jimmy's part of the reason, they're still giving up on him?
But you know, yes, and I'll tell you why.
Wow, that's crazy time.
Fair enough, by the way. It's not even arguing should they or should they not. They will, because they gave up so much for Trey Lance.
Well, then trade him. There's enough teams that don't want Trey Lance.
I know that's a terrible answer, right? By the way, but that's the reason. So Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be moved on from this year. Where does he end up? I mean,
the Giants.
He's not going
to. I mean, so it makes the most sense, doesn't it?
In all seriousness. If you acquire Jimmy Garoppolo, you're doing it as a bridge. He is a part of that pool of bridge quarterbacks.
They wouldn't bring him in for $25 million as a bridge.
Well, it's only 1 year left on the deal. So you're going to restructure it and give him a multi-year deal? No. But the talent of a Jimmy Garoppolo as a bridge quarterback, he's not your long-term answer. He's not. He's not your franchise quarterback. The Niners thought he was when they gave him all that money, but he's not. They know it, and they've had great team success, and they know the answer. Why else did the Niners trade up for a quarterback last year? Why? Why?
No, I'm just looking at the stats from the Green Bay game that you guys were waxing poetically about.
Because it's
Eli
not,
threw zero touchdown
passes. It's a combination of the two things. It's stats and your eye test. Jimmy Garoppolo's not asked to do a lot, but then we've seen when he has been asked to make a play, one play, as in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, as in the open pass to Brandon Ayuk up 23-7, he doesn't make the play.
I'm just looking at the numbers.
It's a combination of both.
Looking at the numbers.
You can do both. You can look at stats.
Yep.
And you can watch the individual performance.
Just looking at numbers.
Okay. Give me more numbers for the 2011 postseason run.
I'm going to get to that right now. To be fair, I did the first one first.
Yep.
That's a fair thing to do, is it not?
Yeah.
All right, now I got to let my thing refresh.
How do you do?
I got to get to
no,
it.
No, I can't wait to hear this because you have no answer to this.
I'll have an answer once I look at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's acknowledge in the first run, he was along for the ride.
No.
Now you want me to do which one? The second one?
Yeah, 2011. Go ahead.
All right. How do you do? I'm happy to be your Huckleberry.
Go through each game. Let's start with Atlanta, 24-2. How'd that go?
Hang on a second. Let's all relax here.
The one
a lot's
game.
Been said here today. A lot's been said.
No, I got to stand up for everybody.
All right. People have had their feelings ruffled a bit here. Let's just take a little breaky break. Let's go over it.
Okay, go ahead.
Before we just throw crazy things out there. Yeah, 24-2.
Yep.
I mean, the defense carried
how many yards did Eli throw for?
Yeah, it's not fair.
How many yards?
They gave up the 2 points.
The defense was great.
Okay, so let's go to the next game.
No, no, no. How many yards did he throw for?
I mean, they gave up 2 points.
Give me his completion percentage. Give me all those numbers you love to look at.
I'll do it for you.
I got it.
He completed.
I don't want you to do it because I don't trust your numbers.
I'm looking at him.
I don't believe that you are.
72% of his passes, 277 yards.
He had a good game.
Three touchdowns. All right, let's go to the next week. The Green
Bay
Packers.
But to be fair, they gave up 2 points.
Okay. The next week, they're in Lambeau against the Packers. Do you recall what the Packers' regular season record was that year?
I'll help you if you don't remember. Who doesn't, Evan?
Go ahead.
Who does remember
the fabulous
Green Bay Packers?
They were 15-1. 15-1. They were unbeatable.
Yeah.
And that season, the Green Bay Packers were the defending, reigning, undisputed Super Bowl
champions.
Was
that the Hail Mary game?
The Hail Mary game?
Yes, right?
Yeah. Oh, the Hail Mary at the half.
Yeah. And then it happened to them like 6 years later.
Yeah, that was the, was it Akeem Nicks? Am I right on that?
Yes.
I could be wrong.
How many yards did Eli
right.
throw for in that game in Green Bay?
Well, are we counting the Hail Mary? I guess we have to.
No, we're going to just ignore that. How many yards did he throw for?
330.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Well, listen, at this point, he was a seasoned veteran. He finally showed up.
Okay, how many touchdowns did he throw? The
answer is
3. One. All right, let's move on. NFC Championship game against an elite-level defense. I mean, the Niners in 11 were freaking awesome. Unbelievable. How'd he do in
that
game, Craig?
That was the Ahmad Bradshaw fumble game, wasn't it?
In which
game? That wasn't called a fumble, if I'm not mistaken.
What are you trying to do?
Wasn't that the game where, I'm pretty sure I have that down. That was the game where literally they limped off the field because it was like a body bag game.
How did
Ahmad Bradshaw fumbled on like his own 15 and they didn't call it? You remember that?
Yes. How did Eli Manning do in that game?
You forget that.
How did Eli Manning do in that game?
See, my memory comes back sometimes, Evan.
How did Eli Manning do in that
game? I know they only
scored
7 points in the second half, so
probably
not that good.
How'd he do in that game against the best defense arguably in the NFL?
He threw for 58 attempts, 316 yards, no picks, 2 touchdowns.
He got beat up. He was sacked a million times in that game.
6 times, yeah.
Did he win the game?
Well, yes, in overtime.
Does he lose points for that?
Do you remember which player the famous picture of on the cover of the paper was the next day? Being like, oh my God, I can't believe we won. Yeah. Remember who it was?
No, who was it?
Do you remember who it was?
It's either Cruz or Steve Weatherford.
Steve Weatherford.
Yeah. Was it Steve Weatherford?
Yeah, Stevie Weatherford. He was along for the ride.
Right.
He's a good punter.
Oh, Stevie's great. He was great. Love Steve. Here is Zach and Wayne. Zach, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
love
up?
The show.
Yeah.
Before I jump into it, Evan, I heard you gave me a little shout-out earlier today, the guy who was yelling at John Mara for football people not family.
And before you go beyond that, let me just say one thing, and then you say whatever you want. We have learned something here, and I think we can all agree on one part of this conversation. The first Super Bowl, along for the ride, like you called an Uber. The second Super Bowl run, give Eli a lot of credit.
The second run was definitely more impressive, but you cannot ignore what he did in winning at Lambeau on the road in overtime and coming back against Dallas, engineering a game-winning drive, and obviously what he did against the undefeated Patriots. So, no, I do not agree with that statement.
So we're not in agreement?
We are not.
Felt like we were in agreement.
We were never in agreement.
All right, good, Zach.
Definitely not in agreement, but Craig, need to talk a little sentence you hear.
Yeah.
So putting Eli and Jimmy Garoppolo in the same sentence is just asinine. We need to talk about 2011 Eli for a second. Evan just laid it out for you a bit.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets. The defense came around in the playoffs. Eli carried the 32nd ranked running game and the 30th ranked defense to the playoffs that year. He threw for almost 5,000 yards with a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. And Evan, thank you for bringing up the NFC title game because that's still the best quarterback game I've ever seen. 58 dropbacks, no turnovers. The guy got beat to hell.
Beat up.
Pulling grass out of his helmet the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just an absolute gamer. That was still one of the best individual performances I've seen. We're talking about a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer, putting him in the same category as Jimmy Garoppolo. It can't happen.
You should apologize, actually.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't played as long as him yet.
Oh,
so he's got plenty of time to get
to where you
want to be.
If you're being honest, do you think Jimmy Garoppolo could survive the ass-beating that Eli Manning took against the Niners in the 11 NFC Championship game? 11 season.
I mean,
yes,
I would.
12.
It's easy to say no, but I don't know.
Evidence tells me no.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Evidence tells me
Zach,
there's no way he survives.
Let me ask you a question, Zach. When it's all said and done, let's say that Jimmy Garoppolo is fortunate enough to have played in, I don't know, a couple hundred games, right?
Right.
If he did that and he was a 500 quarterback, then you'd agree, I would have to agree that you're right. He was an average quarterback because he was a 500 quarterback. Is that fair to say?
It's not fair to say because this is apples to oranges. If you put Eli on that San Francisco team currently with the roster that Jimmy Garoppolo is currently playing with, he's winning 11, 12, 13 games.
No, Zach, I'll make it one better. Okay. If Eli Manning's the quarterback of the Niners, they win the Super Bowl 2 years ago because unlike Jimmy Garoppolo,
no,
Eli makes that play. His track record tells you he does. He doesn't overthrow his open receiver the way Jimmy's done numerous times in big spots in the postseason.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, I'm not taking away the big moments for Eli.
Yes, you are.
He's got a couple big moments. There's no doubt about that. He just lacks in everything else.
So, wait, okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Because now I got to call you out on something else.
Yeah.
So, your issue with Eli is he's a 500 quarterback?
Well, I mean, you have to discuss that.
What's Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford's amazing.
What's Matthew Stafford's career NFL record? Since you care about that much.
He was on very bad teams.
Oh! And the Giants weren't bad at the end. That led him to finishing under 500? What was Eli Manning's record after, let's say, the 2011 season? And then what happened at the end of his career on a bad Giant team
after
where they let him down?
2011. That's right, because it's never Eli's fault. I forgot that he walked. It could never be his fault.
Well, you just said it wasn't Matthew.
Someone else's
you just
fault.
Said it wasn't Matthew Stafford's
no,
fault.
I just said he was on a bad team.
Oh, well, that's
he was
what
on
Manning
a really
on.
Bad team.
And what were the New York Giants in pick the year?
Okay, let's go 2012. They were 9-7.
I said after 2012.
No,
I said after.
Okay.
Yes, 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. They had one big year.
Let me just say something to that, and then we got to take a break.
3-12.
So you used, what did you say, 2013 was the first year you want to look at? So they were 7-9 that year.
Yeah.
Who led the league in interceptions?
Eli Manning.
What's his fault, though?
Can't blame him. How'd he do the next 2 years?
We're focusing on 1 year at a time.
Okay, good.
So let's
led
just focus.
The league in picks. He was terrible.
Let's just focus on that year. Let that breathe for a second.
He was terrible.
Hold on. Shh. Let it breathe.
No, because you're not going to get to the following years. That's why I have to push
Let's
you on it.
Let's just for a minute.
You're going to ignore it.
Let's allow that to breathe just for a minute.
Yes.
You said it. I didn't. He was terrible.
He was terrible that year.
He led the league in interceptions.
Yes, he was terrible.
How many times has Matthew Stafford done that?
Irrelevant.
Never.
So,
how many times has Garoppolo
not
done that?
Than Eli Manning.
Never.
Yeah, because Jimmy Garoppolo throws the 29th most passes in the NFL amongst quarterbacks.
That I can't argue.
What were his Eli stats in 2014?
I'm letting 13 breathe.
Now
it's
go
like
to
a 14. Fine
wine. We've already let it breathe. What about 14?
I got to take a break.
Zach,
good job.
No, I'll do it for you. Okay. So Eli Manning threw 30 touchdown passes to 14 picks in 2014.
They were 6-10.
Yeah. Oh, what? Now you're going back to record?
Well, they were 6-10.
But was it Eli's fault?
Oh,
how about the fall?
Never Eli's
How about
fault.
2015 when he was a Pro Bowler? How'd he do that year?
They were 6-10.
Under Ben McAdoo, because he was the offensive coordinator that year.
Which year?
Eli, 2015.
Yeah, they were 6-10.
By the way, that's a part of why Ben McAdoo got the coaching job.
I agree.
Eli Manning threw 35 touchdown passes, a career high, to 14 picks.
Never his fault, though.
So his record, if you want to go after 117 and 117, which is fine, I get it, because to your point, there's only two quarterbacks in the Pro Football Hall of Fame with records under 500. Two.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is one.
And Archie Manning.
No. Sonny Gerge.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know
that. Okay.
Yes. That's number two. So
is Archie Manning in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Then that's why.
Well, that's why it was an easy no.
Right. So he'll be, that's interesting.
Bro, do you even know what Archie Manning's career record was?
I do not.
If I told you, if I told you he started 139 games, what would your guess be?
If I take a wild guess,
yeah,
139 games,
yeah,
I would say he is 139 games, 50-89.
Archie Manning's career record in the NFL is 35-101 with three ties.
That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he also wasn't a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Woo!
I mean, it ain't that complicated.
That sucks. That's a lot of losing for one dude.
Look, Eli Manning's 500 record was because of what happened from 13 on. And some of that is on Eli, to your point, and a lot of it's on the
Giants. Do you think there was any part of him in his last year here where he was aware of what his career one-loss record was, and he was like, you got to get me in there for one more W?
He did.
Did he?
So what happened was Daniel Jones got hurt his rookie season after he took over.
So I wasn't here for that. Okay.
No,
and
fine.
He go and say, I got to get one more W as a starter.
No, no.
Because I don't want to finish my career under 500.
So
that'd
he
be awesome.
He had a record at 500. Right after his first two starts of the year. So his first two starts of the year got him to 500. Then they pulled him.
You're talking
Daniel
19?
Jones. I'm talking about his last year in the NFL, 2019.
Okay, because he was 1-3 that year.
I know. I'm
okay,
explaining
got
it to you.
Got it.
He lost his first two games
to
500.
Two, you said he split. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go
no,
ahead.
My apologies.
Go ahead.
So if I said that. So Eli Manning is now benched. Daniel Jones is the quarterback.
Right.
Daniel Jones gets hurt. He starts in Philadelphia against the Eagles and loses. Now, the next week, there were rumors Daniel Jones is ready, but it's at home, a chance to get to 500, but a farewell. And Eli started the game and played.
He went into that game 116 yes. and 117.
Yes.
And Danny Jones is ready to come back.
We assume
they
that.
Had already screwed Eli on the record,
right?
On the consecutive game started record, right?
Right.
So this the give back was we're going to let you start. Try to get you a W so you retire at a 500 quarterback.
Well, and also, the other thing to point out is his farewell to Giant fans. Like,
yeah,
he got his
that.
Day. Like, in essence, it was Eli Manning Day. It's at home.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
against the Dolphins.
It's the right thing to do.
So it was more about that, I think, than even the record. Look, maybe it matters to Eli. I'm not sure.
How could it not? Right?
But
even though you got the Super Bowls, you know you're going to the Hall of Fame, all that good stuff. And I'm not disputing any of that. It's all going to happen. It should happen. We're great. But you don't end your career under 500.
And also, think about this.
Because that sucks.
In fairness.
It's like, we all think Mickey Mantle, we never saw him play, but he ended his career under 300.
Right.
That had to have bothered him.
Right. And think about this with Eli Manning, with all you talk about with the record. He finished his career 8-25 before those last two games. Right? So he... If he finishes at 500, he was 17 games above 500 until he got to his age 36 season, and things got so bad in year two of Ben McAdoo. You see what I'm saying?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.